Sounds. Movement. Radio. Woman's. Movement. Radio. Welcome to Woman's Movement Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeanne Eisenstrauss. I would love to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our show today. As always, I will be speaking to women all over the world about their business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation, by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we're going to be talking about the awakening woman. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I stated before the break, we will be talking about the awakening woman. I found this sweet statement online that referred to the awakening woman as a spiritual rebellion engaged in a glowing and embodied, nothing held back love affair with the great mystery. She moves in the world with fierce compassion, grace, and freedom, and is passionate about truth, rest, and real love. If that sounds like you, then you need to listen to our next guest coming on our show. Kimberly Jones of Awakening Women will be next on our show, so she will share with us how she awakened herself and is passionate about awakening a generation of women with her business, love, and lifestyle. We'll be right back.
The hottest new gel polish just got cooler. Reaction by Gel 2. Color-changing polish that heats up and cools down, transforming your look. 12 temperature-activated colors that evolve with you. For a perfect manicure that strengthens nails, choose Gel 2. What's your reaction?
And we're back now. I am so excited to introduce our guest, Kimberly Jones. She is the founder of KimberlyJones.com and also a mentor for empowering awakening women. How are you, Kimberly?
Oh, I'm great, Jeanne. Thanks for inviting me. It's lovely to be here.
Thank you for being on Women's Movement Radio Show today.
Oh, it's an honor.
It's definitely an honor and a privilege having you here. So let's talk. Awakening women, where did it all begin for Kimberly? How did this...
Great question. Well, my business, Jeanne, was born out of a spiritual awakening, quite a traumatic, actually, spiritual awakening that took place shortly after my mother died in 1997. And it totally transformed every area of my life and how I saw myself and the world. And I just wasn't happy doing jobs I didn't enjoy anymore. I didn't want to work for other people. And after doing dozens of jobs over the years, I finally figured out that they all left me feeling creatively frustrated and unfulfilled. But you know, the funny thing is, growing up, I never thought I would work for myself or run a business. From the outside, looking in at other people who worked for themselves, I thought they were a different breed from me. You know, I come from humble beginnings, and running a business was something I thought other people did, you know, not me. So in fact, I stumbled into working for myself. Life just led me there. And all I had to do was, you know, pay attention and be willing to be brave and respond when opportunities and invitations came. And that's how I know this is what I'm meant to be doing. But, I mean, you asked how did it actually, you know, start? Well, following this spiritual crisis after my mum's death, I became really poorly, really unwell and disabled with a condition called fibromyalgia, which I still struggle with on and off today. And the only thing that helped me was a Japanese healing art called Reiki. And the results were so miraculous. I don't know if you've heard of it, but, you know, the results were, you have.
I've had it done on.
Yeah. Oh, great. I mean, it's just gorgeous, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's the only thing that helped me. It's the only thing that eased you know, the symptoms. And the results were so miraculous that once I was better, I decided to train in Reiki. And then I went on to become a Reiki master healer. And fast forward a couple of years, and I was working in a spiritual bookshop below a complementary health clinic in Devon in the south of the UK. And the manager, who had become a friend, asked me if I would consider renting a room at the clinic and start a small healing practice.
Wow.
And, you know, and I just thought this was so out of left field. I was terrified. You know, what if I failed? There's that word, that F word again. What if I didn't get any clients? How would I manage financially? You know, all the usual fears came up, but it just felt right. And to be honest, I got to the point where I found I couldn't not do that and still be the person that I'm meant to be. So I said yes. And that's kind of how it all started, really. And it evolved from there into telephone work and then online work. So I'd say my journey into business has been largely unplanned, wholly organic, intuitive and synchronistic. And again, I think that's how I know that I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing.
Isn't that a wonderful feeling when you know your purpose? It sets the pace of everything. It's always where you find your center.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, to be really transparent with you and your listeners, if somebody said to me, what's your purpose right now? You know, I would be able to probably come up with all kinds of different levels and all kinds of different answers. But it's more of a feeling for me. I just know if I'm feeling good about what I'm doing and I feel energized, then I know I'm working and living on purpose. I might not always be able to define it in words for people. Although other people looking in, I think, find it much easier to define what I'm doing and who I am. But I'm just in it, I think, living it. How do you find it?
Wow. What you just said there was unbelievable. I am living on purpose. Ladies, did you hear that? That is my new mantra now. I am living on purpose. I'm going to be saying that all the time now. I'm living on purpose. That's great. That is so great. Now, awakening woman. Okay. So you told me about the journey about how you became a healer, but what made you want to start doing KimberlyJones.com and awakening women to this experience that you've been evolving and on within your journey?
I think it's really tied in with, my own personal process and my own personal journey of evolution and awakening. Because choosing to use my name, for example, as my URL, as my web address, choosing to bring various areas of my work all together into one website and choosing to work with Awakening Women was really about me getting to a point where I felt, I don't think it's comfortable, but I just felt ready to be authentically me. And to be, like you say, daring to bear, you know, and being the real me.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think it.
I'm glad you like that campaign.
I do. I loved it. And I used to resist the whole idea. Coming from this spiritual awakening perspective, I really resisted the idea of using my name as my website because it felt like ego. And I was really concerned about that, how that would be perceived and whether it really fitted in with this new spiritual awareness I had and all of that, which was just head stuff. And it was me integrating my truth. And then I grew into a phase where I realized actually the most humble thing in the world that I could do is to offer myself up as the channel, as the conduit for service for others, and that my choice to be here in a physical body as a human being with a name and a life, that was part of the process. That's part of the package. And I needed to honor that and put my name on the website and say, okay, yes, I'm the vessel for this. This business isn't all about me. Excuse me. Despite the fact that my name's on there, it isn't all about me. I'm here in service of others. And so that's how I got to that place. And then I realized, Janae, that one of the most powerful things that I've been doing ever since I started even the Reiki healing sessions in a private practice was that when I really dared to share a little bit of my own personal story, even though my fellow professional peers frowned on that, the moments when I chose to share my own personal experiences were the moments that my clients experienced a transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt that they weren't alone. that somebody understood them, that they weren't being judged, that there wasn't something wrong with them for having those thoughts, feelings, and experiences. And so that's why I've ended up working with awakening women, because I'm one. I'm an awakening woman. And so if I'm sharing my journey and my story and connecting with women in the same place, then we're, you know, we're enriching each other's lives. So it's about me being authentic and saying, look, this is where I'm at. I'm not putting myself on a pedestal. I'm an awakening woman as well. Okay, so some of my experiences might have been really extreme, but I think that helps me hold a safe space for women going through different types of experiences and awakening processes. So that's why I've ended up doing Awakening Women, because I just felt that I could only really, in full integrity and authenticity, speak from my own experience and connect with women having a similar experience.
And you're 100% right. And I think a lot of it is, you nailed it. It's women feel judged. It's not just women, it's all people. And a lot of times people are just, they're almost dying on the inside. They just want someone to understand them. We live in a culture, and our society pushes love and this and that, and all of these things at us, but not really in, you know, if we go back even to traditional fundamentalism, which we've all been taught at some point in our lives, for most of us, even if you haven't been taught it, it still permeates through society. We've all been taught that it states that in all you're getting, get understanding. Well, we've been seeking everything else, but getting the understanding that we need in order to love. See, love is a byproduct of that understanding. And we spend so much time trying to pointing fingers and judging, not realizing that each person that we judge is a mirror reflection of ourselves. That's our mirror. And what we project out into the universe is, or what some of the things that we see in other people that we may not necessarily like are a mirror reflection for some of the things that are going on within us. So I think it's, I just adore you and everything that you're doing, because we have very, like, we have similar things with, even within my movement, with, as you mentioned, the Bear campaign. That's mm-hmm. why I teach emotional intelligence, because we all have a story, and people, we need to get to this point of where we can live beyond the veil of emotional oppression and not feeling the level of judgment, and where we start owning ourselves. And I can't wait till, you know, and I was just going to get into this, but Global Women's Inspiration coming up in the next few weeks, because this is part of what I talk about in my I Am Married to Me presentation, is let's get rid of the veil. Let's obliterate that mask that we all have been hiding behind, or what we've been taught to hide behind. And even people, it still exists in business, and even in what you and I do, Kimberly, and I think you can appreciate, but there's even people that are still hiding behind their branding instead of really realizing that if you really want to set these people, not just women, but all people free, you have to come beyond the veil. You have to really show who you are. And the most influential people I have found that are making global impact are the people that are bold enough to be bare about who they really are and own it and love who they are.
Yeah, too true. Beautifully said.
I was going to say to you, so Global Women's Inspiration, what attracted you to want to be a part of this?
Gosh, that's a good question. I'm having to engage my left brain now and just see if I can remember how it all started. But I mean, as I mentioned before, these things tend to just happen synchronistically, and I'm not somebody who tends to put myself out there and put myself forward for things unless it really feels right. So generally what happens is I'm invited to take part in things. And I really take that as a, if it feels right, it normally does, because I've set an intention, a clear intention, you know, universe, God, divine, you know, show me where you want me to serve. And send me those invitations, send me those people, guide me to those people. And that's how it happened, really. It was just one big, juicy, synchronistic thing that happened. I think it was through connections on Facebook and conversations. And when I heard about it, I just thought, yes, yes, Yes. Anything I think that's reaching more women, anything that's reaching more women to empower more women, lights me up. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to be part of it. And yeah, I'm just really looking forward to it. And my presentation is called Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet.
I love that.
Facing your fears and finding the freedom to be you. Yeah, coming out of the spiritual closet. It's I work with a lot of women who, as you mentioned, have felt perhaps suppressed or programmed by, society, culture, family, religion. And part of being awakened and free and empowered as a woman very often is about going against those social rules, in inverted commas, that we're raised with, particularly as women, to be a certain way and follow certain paths. And so that's the biggest thing I think I get contacted about by women, is that process of all the changes, you know, that happen in your relationships and in your life around you on every level. As soon as you decide, you know, enough's enough, I'm going to be me and I'm not going to hide anymore. I'm not going to conform anymore. I'm not going to tiptoe around other people's egos anymore. I'm not going to put up with rubbish from abusive relationships or, you know, messed up relatives or yep. whatever it is, you know. So that's why I felt really excited about talking about that topic. Yeah.
Well, I think it's great. And we're so happy to have you be a part of it with
us. Oh, bless you.
So what's new and happening in your business, Kimberly?
Oh, well, I'm writing my book finally. As I mentioned to you before we started chatting, I'm writing a book called The Diary of an Awakening Woman. And that's part of me doing what I just described, really, being as naked as possible, giving people real behind the scenes glimpses of my own awakening journey, the highs, the lows, the messy stuff, the amazing stuff. And I'm only partway through, and I've only shared one chapter publicly. I'm committed to sharing as much of this book publicly as I can. And I've already been contacted by a producer to turn it into a film, which is really exciting.
Wow, that's so great. I'm so happy for you. And ladies listening, the book is great. I've already read the first chapter, and you have to get it when she releases the whole book.
Well, actually, you can pre-order it. I've set up something called the Co-Creators Club because I'm somebody who, you know, I'm really introverted, actually, and I'm quite shy naturally, and I work from home, and I really need help making sure that I get this book finished. And I do that in community. You know, I really like asking people for help. Please help me write this book because I know I need to finish it for all the women out there. So I've created the Co-Creators Club where people can pre-order the ebook, and with that they get membership to a private community. And you can help me write my book and I'll share my creative process with you and all behind the scenes stuff and share new sections as I'm writing them. And yeah, so that's what's brand new. That's what I'm most sort of buzzing about at the moment is the Co-Creators Club.
Is there any words of inspiration that you would want to provide to the ladies listening?
One of my favorite mantras in my heart is, I long for you to know the beauty I see in you. Because I really see people. You know, I really see people deeply and I see their essence and I see who they really are. And I just love people so much. And I also see all the layers of emotion and pain and the veils that you described that people hide behind and they don't know they're doing it. And I've just such compassion for that. So I just long for women and for people to know the light and the beauty and the love that they really are. And that they are enough. That they are more than enough just because they're here, just because they were born.
You know, and that's exactly what you said there is the truth. We are more than enough. That's it.
Mm.
And in that we find fulfillment.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Kimberly, ladies listening, I want to share with all of you, Global Women's Inspiration is coming up and Kimberly is one of the speakers, as she said. But after Global Women's Inspiration, you can find Kimberly Jones at KimberlyJones.com, which is spelled KimberlyJones.com. Kimberly, any last words?
I'm just so grateful to you, Jenna, and everyone listening. I'm beaming love to you all and sending biggest hugs. And I hope you'll join us at the Global Women's Inspiration Conference, because I'm really excited about that.
Oh, thank you for gracing me with your presence. It's been a pleasure.
Bless you.
Mom's Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Eisenstrauss, where we will talk to moms all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of moms who are changing their lives by force. I want to thank Kimberly for being on our show today and also for being a part of Global Women's Inspiration Virtual Conference. Ladies, we are in an era of awakening women. We are women who want more from life than we've ever imagined before. I'm excited about hearing Kimberly speak about coming out of the spiritual closet. That's her presentation. It will be featured on Global Women's Inspiration's page on March the 6th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So remember to get your tickets and reserve your spot now. It's time for us to take back everything that was stolen from us and embrace every treasure we deserve. Our time is now. So let's become present in this moment so we can maximize each moment with the love and patience it deserves. Ladies, I want to thank all of you for listening to Women's Movement Radio Show today. Join me next week here on Tuesday night starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, as you enjoy the rest of your week, never forget, be informed, be inspired, be incredibly successful. You're now listening to WMRN.